This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Kaski District Court orders release of six accused, including Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamithane on bail. International Relations and Tourism Committee directs subcommittee to prepare action plan for broader development of Nepal's culture, tourism and civil aviation sectors. And 1,211 aftershocks detected after Sizang's recent 6.8 magnitude earthquake. Now the news in detail. Six persons, including President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamithane, who are alleged in the misappropriation of funds of Pokhara-based Surya Darshan cooperatives, have been released with paying the amount of bail yesterday. The Kaski District Court, Pokhara, granted Lamithane the bail of Rs. 6.5 million. According to information officer Suraj Adhikari at the District Court Kaski, a bench led by District Court Judge Nitish Rai issued the verdict. The Government Attorney's Office Kaski had registered a charge sheet against 44 people, including Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Lamithane, in the District Court Kaski, demanding a sum of Rs. 1.51 billion. A case has been filed against Lamithane on charges of cooperative fraud, money laundering and organized crime. The case was filed against 44 people, including Lamithane, former DIG Chabilal Joshi, Leela Pachai and Meena Gurung as defendants. The meeting of the International Relations and Tourism Committee under the House of Representatives has formed a four-member subcommittee under the coordination of MP Shishir Khanal to study the problems of Nepal Airlines Corporation and submit a report to the committee within a month. Committee Chairperson Rajkishore Yadav said yesterday's meeting also directed the committee to prepare an action plan for the broader development of the culture, tourism and civil aviation sectors and inform about it. Similarly, the meeting directed the committee to prepare a utilization plan for the land and physical assets owned by the Nepal Airlines Corporation in various districts of the country and implement it as soon as possible and inform the committee. Earlier in the meeting, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, said he is active in resolving the problems in the corporation and that it was necessary to convey the message that the corporation's aircraft fly on schedule. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli has pleased to move ahead by uniting all who abide by party's policy and leadership. Addressing a program organized by All Nepal National Free Students Union at Chasal of Lalitpur, Prime Minister Oli warned that the activities against the party policy would not be accepted in the pretext of unity. The Prime Minister also asserted that the UML came to the present stage of a national force with the very seed of struggle and unity, and it is now making headway to becoming a defining political force. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deva has said that climate change has spurred unseasonal disasters in Nepal. Addressing a blanket distribution program organized yesterday by the Safe Motherhood Network Federation in Kabri Palanchuk, Minister Rana said Nepal is at risk of loss of lives and property due to the unseasonal disasters. Minister Rana said that she has been raising the issue in the international forum that Nepal has no role in climate change but it has suffered losses due to other countries' role in causing climate change. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said that it is essential to regulate social networks ills and the preparations were on to bring a related bill to regulate social networks problems. Minister Gurung, who is also the spokesperson of the government, shared the information while inaugurating the 13th edition of Pokhara Festival at Amar Singh Chowk in Kaski yesterday. stating that the government is committed to creating employment opportunities for youth in addition to the development of education, health, drinking water, physical infrastructures and communications. The minister further said that two big parties came together for the present coalition to ensure good governance and political stability. More than 4,000 foreign tourists visited Upper Mustang in the year 2024. According to the Loman Thang Office of Annapurna Conservation Area Project, the arrival of foreign tourists in Upper Mustang increased by 14.20% in 2024 as compared to previous year. Office Chief Umesh Podel shared that 4,061 foreign tourists entered Upper Mustang in 2024 against 3,484 in 2023. The Karnali Province government is to reconstruct the earthquake-damaged schools and health institutions. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructures and Urban Development would rebuild these government structures in Jajarkot and Rukum West districts. According to the Infrastructures Development Office, 196 million rupees has been approved for the reconstruction of school buildings, while 24 million rupees for health institutions. The chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, and the chairperson of the CPN Unified Socialist, Madhav Kumar Nepal, held a meeting yesterday. According to the information shared by leader Bedu Ram Bhusal, the two leaders dwelt on contemporary politics during the meeting held at Maoist Center's Parliamentary Party office at Singhadarbar. Also attending the meeting were senior leader Bhusal of the CPN Unified Socialist and Maoist Center's Deputy General Secretary Barshaman Pun. This news comes to you for Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A total of 1,211 aftershocks had been detected as of yesterday evening after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake jolted Dingri County in southwest China's Xizang Autonomous Region on Tuesday. The Asia's France Press quoted the Regional Earthquake Bureau as saying the largest aftershock had a magnitude of 4.4 and occurred about 18 kilometers from the epicenter of the 6.8 magnitude earthquake. The Bureau also noted that 33 of the aftershocks had a magnitude of over 3. The 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck Dingri County in the city of Seagaze at 9:05 a.m. on Tuesday, leaving 126 people dead and 188 others injured. A total of 407 trapped individuals have been rescued. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. At present, there is a normal influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kaski District Court orders release of six accused, including Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane on bail. International Relations and Tourism Committee directs subcommittee to prepare action plan for broader development of Nepal's culture, tourism and civil aviation sectors. And 1,211 aftershocks detected after Xizang's recent 6.8 magnitude earthquake. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.